today's rest of the story. The sheriff had heard that the outlaw gang was in town, had also heard they were planning to hold up the general store. So the sheriff and his boys were waiting for the bad guys that Sunday morning when the gang showed up before daybreak and broke down the front door. The law moved in pronto. The deputy spotted three bandits in the gloom. He lunged for one, caught him without a shot. But two got away. The deputy turned to the sheriff. "Do we go after him?" he questioned. The sheriff grinned one of those sly grins that meant he knew who had whom. "No," the sheriff answered. "Leave them go." And his boys knew why. They all saw where the outlaws were headed when they fled, to a wilderness from which it was unlikely they would ever return. So let the Badland do the hanging, decided the lawmen, and that was that. But this is the rest of the story. The two bandits who escaped, before long, were crawling on their hands and knees looking for water. In that no man's land, there is no green horizon, no oasis in sight, just utter arid desolation as far as the eye can see. The bad guys likely talked about turning back and facing the law. Anything would be better than dying out here from starvation and thirst. But then, I'm guessing when it was too late, they looked back in the direction from which they'd come, and everything behind looked just like everything ahead. They were lost. I'm saying that they must have gone far enough to get lost, because by the time they were beyond the view of the sheriff and his men, any clue as to where they'd come from would have been out of sight. That's how bad that Badland was. They say you go long with nothing to eat or drink, you go crazy, then you go blind. Well, enough said. Somebody will find their carcasses someday, the lawmen told the townsfolk. Not everybody agreed. In fact, there were those who argued the outlaws found their way back to civilization. And the more time that passes, the likelier that is. You see, the townsfolk would probably have smelled those stinking carcasses by now, being downwind from them and all. I do mean downwind. I do mean by now. For you see, the adventure of which you have just learned just happened last month. February 26th. 1995, under the jurisdiction of the Orange County, Florida Sheriff's Department, after a recent attempted robbery at Orlando's big general store, Sears. And one thing more, the wilderness into which the alleged robbers fled. The wilderness as desolate and foreboding as any Badlands in Louis L'Amour fiction. That wilderness was the mile upon circuitous, seemingly endless mile of ductwork in the Orlando Mall Sears air conditioning system. And now you know the rest of the story.